but and are not, but do lie. He said, behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet and to know that I have loved thee. That's just what God does. When people come against us, he turns things around and he fights our battles for us and he causes our enemies to see the light and they have to come back and say, I'm sorry, mm-hmm. you know, because I was wrong. He does that for us in everyday life, to just us as normal people. God fights our battles for us. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience. See, here's the reason why he does all this. Because we have kept God's word of his patience. I will also keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. God is for you this morning. God is for you. He's not against you. Behold, here's the whole crux of it. We do this because of this promise. Behold, I come quickly. He's fixing to come back for us just in a short period of time. Hold that fast which thou hast. In other words, don't give up. Don't let anything pull you away from looking for the coming of the Lord and living like you need to. That no man take thy crown. Now, see, when we go to heaven, we're going to get a crown. We're going to get a crown. And what are we going to do? We're going to do like they do in heaven. We're going to cast our crowns at his feet. Because if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't be there. And we're going to give him all glory and all honor. We're going to cast our crown at his feet. I want a crown to cast at his feet. Mm-hmm. So he says, behold, hold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast. Don't give up, that no man take thy crown. Okay. So that's what we ended on the last time that I was here. Now we're going to go into Galatians, the 6th chapter and the 9th verse. And it says, and let us not be weary. See, this goes right along with that scripture. Hold fast. Let us not be weary in well-doing. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. So don't give up. Hebrews 12:3. Here's how we not give up. This next verse says, for consider him, Jesus. Consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be weary and faint in your minds. You just think about what all they did to Jesus. For the 3 years of his ministry, he was always under pressure from the people who should have known better, from the scribes and the Pharisees. They were the religious leaders of the day. But they were always coming against him, trying to trip him up and questioning everything he did. And so, and then at the last, they took him and they nailed him to a cross. Before they did that, they beat him with 39 stripes with a cord of 9 tails. And that means every time they hit him one stripe, that there were 9 different things that were linked up with that one stripe. So every time they hit him, even though it was just one lash, it ended up being 9. 9 times 39. And they said that a lot of people didn't even survive the beating. But you think of that. Then they mocked him, and they put a crown of thorns on his head, and they struck him with their fist. They pulled out his beard. Can you imagine? You just think of pulling one hair out of your head, and you go, ouch, you know? And they pulled out his beard, and they struck him with their fist, and they mocked him, and they scorned him. And then they took him, and they put him on a cross and put nails in his hand. You can't even get a sticker without hollering, you know. And they put nails through his hands and through his feet. And they weren't careful when they dropped that cross into the hole. They just let it go. And that tore his flesh. That tore his flesh. And they left that crown of thorns on his head. And it caused him to bleed and everything. And then I've heard of what crucifixion does. They said that, I've heard this in a sermon. They said, for a person on the cross like he was, for him to take a breath, he had to push up with his feet. Now you think about that. His feet had nails in it. And he had to push up on that to get a breath. And then to exhale that breath, he had to let all of his body weight just collapse on his arms. I mean, in his arms, his whole body weight. And so his back was rubbing up and down on that cross continually. Every time he took a breath, he would push up with his feet. And then he would sag and put all of his bony weight on his hands. How would you like to go through that for 3 hours? To die on the cross for our sins? He paid a price. He paid a price for our healing, for our victory, for our sins to be forgiven, for us to be restored in fellowship with God. Jesus paid a price for us. So this verse says, for consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be weary and faint in your minds. Sometimes we just get discouraged when somebody talks about us a little bit. We don't go through what Jesus did. You know, I mean, that's something to think about. The price that he paid for us. Esther 9:22, and you know the story of Esther. She was in a foreign country, and the queen of that foreign country made the king mad, and so he removed his queen from being the queen, and he looked for another queen. And so he considered all of the young queens, all of the young people that he had. And Esther was in bondage over there. But she caught his attention. And she ended up being his new queen. And so then the Jews in that land, they had an enemy. And he was mad at one of the Jewish people because, you know, the Jews weren't supposed to give honor and they weren't supposed